report.
Yeah. We know who the staff stars are, you know. When they leave, you know, the audience
That's
goes.
That's that.
Yeah. So, EO report.
Yes, please.
One, I did want to note that under item 10, 11, which is it? I guess it's 12. The written report lists the priorities, it's a long laundry list of accomplishments for the regional board mm-hmm. last year. So if you haven't had a chance to take a look at it, please do so.
That was nice, actually. It's a kind of good year in review summary. So
yeah.
That's actually kind of a nice, makes you feel good and pat on the back type of thing.
Yeah,
so.
It felt good to do. It was fun to put together and yeah. sort of that sense of satisfaction. That one of the things that was amusing in putting it together, I seemed to be able to remember all of the children who'd been born in the last 6 months, but the first 6 months, poof. So I had some corrections to the list, but what you have is a full accounting.
Okay.
Although I refuse to take responsibility for the children born.
That's a good thing. Is
that
a product of Furlough Fridays?
great accomplishment.
I just have three things in addition to the written report that I wanted to bring to your attention. One is that the State Board has just put out a notice of solicitation for water quality data for the 303D list for 2012.
Wow.
So off we go to the races again. So that's out. So the people will be sending in data.
Can I make a comment? We ran into a peculiar situation on one of the delistings where the regulations really limited.
Woolly Creek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and do we have a game plan to have a better way to address that, anywhere from making comments on the state regulations or having us refer to the State Board, or just something to deal with where we think something ought to be delisted but it just can't quite fit in the regs, and then we look real silly, I think, basically.
Yes, there is a game plan for Woolly Creek.
Okay.
And what that turned on was that we all thought it was probably pretty clean, is the Forest Service had not provided any data. And that was kind of what we got stuck in. And
so that's a burden of proof on the
applicant. That's a burden of proof, but we ended up looking kind of silly because of it. But the plan is that the Forest Service will get us some data, and that will allow us to delist Woolly Creek. Two other things. I think you probably have almost all heard there was a spill of raw sewage into the Laguna last night, yesterday afternoon, about 150,000 or so gallons of raw sewage from the city of Sebastopol. It's the spill has been stopped, and they're in the process of now, I think, into the investigation period of what went wrong and what else needs to be, if anything else needs to be fixed. And the health department is in charge of any kind of postings that will need to be done. But it was, I felt pretty good about a nice coordinated response. The city was on it. To the best of our knowledge, at least once we knew about it, they were on it. And county health was very helpful as well, so that was good. Last is just that we also have a bit of a situation due to earthquake, it seems, and the rains at Fern Street in Eureka. The culvert there is apparently, they're doing some construction there, and it's they had a collapse, and it's a mess. And so we're working with NOAA and the city of Eureka to try to stabilize that. So those are two of the bigger ones that we've got cooking right now, just as it rains, these things happen. And that's it.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any requests for future agenda items?
Mr. Chair, I didn't do it, but since Luis, you're still here and you're the only one sitting in the chair, I would just ask that cleanups comes in front of us again, maybe in the distant future, and give us an update maybe as things, resolutions come out of State Board, and how that goes with our staff and our workload and that type of thing. No date on it, but please don't be strangers to this board.
Right. And we expect a filled room and a little press.
Thanks for having staff here today, by the way. I think that's really good.
Yeah. I'd like to add one, too, and I'm glad, John, you actually touched on it earlier in your conversation. Could we get an update or a progress report on the triennial review from our last one, since our, I think, are we next October? Is that when we're coming around again? So just a general check-in.
Okay. Would it be all right to do that written?
Sure.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else? All right. Move to adjourn.
Do you want a closed session?
Do we need a closed session?
I don't know if we need one. You want to just, why don't we go into closed session just like for 2 seconds and then come back out?
Just to wrap this up, the board's back from closed session, and now we are adjourning our meeting.